This is University Radio Nottingham.
A manifesto review for Women's Officer candidate Caitlin Sweeney. So Caitlin's pronouns are she, her, and she says that she's a second year English student, and the reason that she is running to be candidate is that she wants to see change for all students who identify as women on campus, and that she will use her voice, her position to voice their concerns and guarantee that change occurs. They say that they would like to create a helpline page for all students who identify as women where they can go to report any form of harassment or concerns. They aim to unite females on campus and make the women's network known to all, as she was unaware of it herself, and she'd like it to be a safe haven. She would like to discuss areas on campus which feel it's unsafe at night for females on campus, such as poorly lit areas, and she wants to launch a Can I Talk to Sarah Please if in need of emergency sanitary products, and secondly, Can I Talk to Helen Please if they have experienced harassment on campus. And finally, they aim to raise more awareness within the student community to the health of women, in particular breast cancer awareness, talks for contraception, and a support group in which women can come and talk about their experiences. They then also have a section on why her. So she says, due to the recent increases in spiking, she felt helpless and desperately wanted to make change and offer women the support they deserved. She said that she did not have the platform to enable this to happen. As women's officer, she would be able to do this. Instagram posts are making a difference, but she wants to be the person on the other side of the post implementing real physical change on campus and student living areas. She is a writer for the female ran Her Campus, has gained experience working in a network of strong and supportive women. She says that they have created an environment where they share their experiences and sometimes even write about them. And she says that she will use this experience to build a better women's community on campus. She says she is passionate and courageous and will actively strive to make all who identify as women on campus feel heard, supported and united. Looking at Caitlin's manifesto, while there are some really key points, in particular towards women's safety and making sure that people feel that they can come and speak with her and that concerns are dealt with, I feel that there are maybe some points lacking on things like intersectionality. How would she make sure that all women feel really comfortable? I feel like she's addressed safety really well here and has come up with some really clear points as to how she would go about making sure that women do feel more safe. But I do think that maybe certain things like such as how they would make sure that the women's network was a really comfortable space for people is a little bit, would they have any kind of activities or things to make people feel more included? And so I do think there are some elements there which Caitlin could have included. However, overall, I think that she's addressed some of the major concerns that people have at the moment, in particular with regards to safety, and has also explained her own background and why she believes that she would be the suitable women's officer.
This is University Radio.